Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
So Snow Patrol rocked Electric Picnic last night while his Johnny McDade's missus was waiting for him in the Amalfi Coast.
I was thought you were going to say down in the crowd.
Well, maybe she was in the crowd, but they were on holidays in the Amalfi Coast in Italy a couple of days ago. So maybe they flew over for the gig. I don't know if she came with him.
Honey, I might just stay here in the Amalfi. You go to the muddy field and I'll be waiting for you when you come back. You can understand.
Perhaps you were telling me the Snow Patrol were brilliant last night.
Were they good? Yes, excellent.
The Weeknd abruptly ends LA concert. The Weeknd abruptly has ended an LA concert after just three songs due to losing his voice. He said, I've lost my voice. This is killing me. Here's what happened.
But I can't give you the concert that I want to give you right now. I'm going to make sure everybody's good, get your money back, but I'll do a show real soon for you guys. But I wanted to come out and personally apologize and not tweet it or Instagram it or whatever. I want you guys to know that I can't give you what I want to give you. I apologize. I'm so sorry. I love you guys so much. You know how much this kills me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thought his voice was gone. He's been talking for the last minute.
Still talking, yeah. And he's apologising. I can't do this gig. I've lost my voice.
And obviously can't do the high notes. Some of those songs are very very high that he goes.
Yeah, I suppose three songs in, you'd know I can't make this one.
It's not going to happen.
I've been at gigs where people have been losing their voice and it's not good. He's like, ooh. And the damage he could do himself.
Yeah. Tough for them as well.
Yeah. Lisa Kudrow slammed by Spencer Pratt. One of the worst humans I've come in contact with, says Spencer Pratt. So do you remember Spencer and what's her face? They were reality stars. Heidi, wasn't it? Heidi and Spencer?
Yeah.
So they were invited to some big TV function and Lisa Kudrow was there and she came up to him and said this.
Oh, that's easy. Phoebe from Friends, hands down, one of the worst humans I've ever come in contact with by far. Yeah.
Wow.
She came up to him and said something like, I can't remember what she said.
Was it bad? It needs context.
Yeah, she said something pretty bad, yeah.
Was she having a bad day?
I don't know what it was. It was something like, you shouldn't be here or you don't deserve. Something that was really bad, whatever.
You're not famous enough to be here, like?
No, something. Oh, I think she said, she said to Heidi, you should get away from him. He has the eyes of a serial killer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which was. And she never knew them, so.
That might cause a bit of a row on the way home, so right?
That put him off her.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's this there for now. What a way to end it. We have a huge chance for you to win something very cool after 7 o'clock. Details are on the way.
Dublin's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Good Monday morning.
Morning. It's Monday, the September the 5th.
It's 5 past 7. The first week of normality, if you can call it that.
A horrific story at the front page of every single paper this morning. Obviously, it's just horrific is the only word for it. It's the story in Tala, three angels butchered in their own home. And there's the killing of three. It's a tough one, the knife man. I'm not going to go into the details of it, to be honest with you, but Chelsea and Christy Cawley and their big sister, Lisa. Their bodies were found in Tala and their 14-year-old brother managed to jump out a window and raise the alarm.
Stuff of nightmares.
absolute nightmares. So hard to believe, and that is front page of every single paper this morning.
Talked to everybody there involved in the local area and Tala, such a big community. So a lot of people very shocked by that.
Very shocking. And on back pages, then of course, Man United have had a massive turnaround. They've beaten Arsenal. Arsenal were on a great run themselves, and they're still top of the table. I think Man United are fifth now, but they beat Arsenal 3-1 yesterday,
ending their 100% start. And that's it. That's all you need. Just a bit of confidence now, and they'll feel like a different team.
Yeah, well, this Ten Hag says this is just the start. So he's hailed as Man United speedsters at the end of Arsenal's 100% start. Now, Arsenal did have, I have to say now, you know, we'll give Arsenal some slack and I have to give it. I think, as far as I know, Arsenal are the only team to have ever completed a Premier League unbeaten.
That's quite an achievement.
Every single match, I think. That was about 15 years ago, though. Maybe more.
Yeah.
But they have done it. Nobody else, as far as I know, unless Liverpool didn't, somebody else can prove me wrong. Does anyone else ever do that? As far as I know, they're the only team that's ever done it.
Whole season, unbeaten.
Yeah.
And the government is facing growing calls to end the twice yearly clock changes. Do you mind the clock changes? They're banging on about it for years.
I'd be into this. Go on. So what difference would it make?
So before Europe was talking about doing this, and they were going to come together in a very European way and not touch the clocks. And they just say that it gives people a bit more light in the evening, which is that a better trade-off than having a bit more light in the morning?
Well, the main reason I think that people have said is because for the safety of children getting to school in the dark.
There's that, but now also energy.
Yes.
So it might save you some money. There's another reason to do it.
I'd be into trying it anyway.
Do it for a year and see if we get on.
So yeah, it was just only Arsenal thumbs up the Invincibles 2003-2004. Look, don't remember that now when I'm giving you slaggins, yeah?
Yeah, no. Well, you're only stating a fact.
I'm stating a fact, but like... there's no Arsenal fan here to represent them. So as a Spurs fan, that hurts me to say it.
Yeah, but you're just stating
the Invincibles. Yeah. You think you are. Anyway, congratulations. Well, hard luck to against Man United yesterday.
This is a very balanced show, and we'll always, you know, be true to the whatever the story is.
So Electric Picnic happened at the weekend as well.
Yeah, I went for a little while. I didn't know that you could wash your hair with just a small bottle of water and enough shampoo, but you can.
Did you stay down there?
I stayed one night.
And what were you sleeping in, a tent?
I went to bed at about 11:30 on Saturday night because the rain was just so bad.
Was it a tent?
So I'm not sure I'm a good... Well, it was a posh tent.
Oh yeah,
posh-ish tent. But yeah, it's an experience to do it.
So how bad was the rain on Saturday night?
It was pelting off the roof, but it was pretty heavy. I don't think you'd want to be out in it.
Who did you see?
Picture this, were probably the last act I saw on Saturday night.
Yeah.
But they were good. The screen was a little bit out of sync, so if someone was singing, whatever they were saying was like a second in delay, which is, that might bother some people might not care at all. But I'd be one of those weirdos. It's like, I can't concentrate, his head is saying different things.
Yeah.
But, they're going on sale again next weekend for next year.
So Crossy avoided the Saturday night. He wasn't there for Saturday, but he was there for Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, Crossy does strange things. He drives up and drives down.
He drives up and drives down. Ek and Sue, he had to come up and talk to Ek and Sue. So he did Friday, got out, and then went down for Sunday, and he saw Snow Patrol, and he got back at 2 o'clock this morning. So he completely avoided the wetness.
Well, that is potentially the way to do it, all right? If you want to just stay in the 0-0s all weekend. Which I think is what he did.
Yeah.
Right, coming up, your chance to win something absolutely beautiful that you may have cracked in a previous life, but we have a brand new one for you. It's F104, it's 7:10.
How old is Wayne Rooney, would you say?
I'd say Wayne Rooney's about 37.
Really?
He's not older than that, is he?
No, he's younger than that.
35?
He's 36. I thought he was much older than 36. I
kind of wonder why he still isn't playing.
Yeah, because Ronaldo's nearly 36 and he's still playing. And Rooney's saying, slagging him off. Anyway, the Rooneys, Colleen's 36 as well, by the way. I was surprised by that. I definitely thought he was 40-something. Anyway, the Rooneys have sold their gaff.
Oh no, it was lovely.
They bought the plot for 1.7 million back in 2005. They did a nice job on it. They knocked down the 1930s gaff that was there and they built a 5-bedroom mansion. This is obviously in the documentary, the one that we were always on.
This, the kitchen in this gaff is very... You only really see the kitchen now.
That's what I was saying. There's no way that he designed that.
No.
Colleen must have the good eye.
But you go into kitchen places and they say they give you a 3D...
Yeah, I know, but like, I'd say Colleen sort of signed off on the, with the design.
Oh, yeah.
According to the land registry documents, it sold for 4.3 million in May, 4 months after they moved into another gaff, a 23 million euro six-bed mega mansion 50 kilometres away in Cheshire. He's a Cheshire cat now, isn't he?
So, I presume the documentary didn't have the new gaff in it then. That's,
no.
That's the old gaff.
That's the old gaff. They were sad to sell it.
As well, actually.
So they have stables and all that. They had big garages, didn't they?
You wouldn't know what's in there.
They were sad to sell it, but their new house is so amazing, they've no reason to keep it. Their old three-story home in England boasts a swimming pool, gym, spa, cinema, and five-a-side football pitch.
You never need to leave.
That's their old gaff.
Take the excitement out of it when we go to the cinema later. Nah, just go downstairs.
So if you're watching the documentary now, you might, if you had 4.3 million to spare, well, it's sold now.
Someone else has got
it. Somebody has it.
So they made 3 million basically. That's the moral of the story.
They did very well, didn't they?
It took a while, like, but they sorted it out. It is a very nice kitchen, in fairness. So I'd imagine the new one. Actually, hang on a second. Do you remember in the documentary where they go around to the building site? Wayne has the hard hat on and the high vis jacket.
No, I didn't see the whole thing.
Oh, that all makes sense now. Yeah, so
I know his shed had one of those big giants, like, you know,
a warehouse store. So where it starts, was he playing basketball?
Yeah, he was in a big shed thing. It was like bigger than anybody's shed that's listening to this show.
Yeah, definitely, including us.
I've never seen anyone with this shed, even like on the telly.
So then it changes. So he leaves there. That's how the documentary starts. And then, they definitely go around to the builders.
Right.
At this big fancy...
So that must
door.
Be the, that must be the new gaff then.
Yeah, but I don't think you get to, obviously don't get to see how that works out.
I'm not showing that off.
It's a lot of money. So Ronaldo's actually older. He doesn't look it on first.
Ronaldo's older than Rooney.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, Ronaldo's from Portugal.
No, I know.
Lads with a tan and from mainland Europe.
He's a Scouser and, you know, he's done very well for himself.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he looks older than his 36.
He does, he
years.
Does. Well, the beard doesn't help, like.
The beard and like, you know,
some of it suits him.
Some of his sort of, he kind of has a jacket like a bus conductor.
And also because he's been around forever, that probably makes him feel a bit older as well.
Or a bus inspector. You can imagine him getting on with a hat. All he's missing is the hat now.
Yeah, he would.
Tickets.
That manager's coat he wears.
Tickets.
It's very like a...
Tickets. Tickets.
I have it. Here. Mr. Rooney, please take it. Well, it's good to see them doing well for themselves, isn't it?
But like, it's some jump though to go from 1.7 million. So they buy it for 1.7, they sell it for 4.3, but they buy a 23 million. What the hell is in the 23 mil?
And it's only 6 bedrooms. I'm kind of disappointed by that. By the way, his first car was a Ford Ka, because when you started at Manchester United as a young player, Alex Ferguson couldn't bar you, but he would bring you into his office and say, "You're not buying a fancy car."
Right.
Straight away. It's in his book.
Is that why he always needed lifts home?
I'm not sure, Jim. I don't think he was able to drive then, like legally.
Right.
But yeah, his first car was a Ford Ka. I think he's upgraded since. Although he maybe still has it, like a little.
Maybe thing. In that big shed, yeah.
Okay, your chance to win 1,000 euro and start saving for your gaff at a swimming pool on Instagram is on the way. Go have a look at the Insta stories at Dublin's F104. Get a chance to qualify.
So here are some highlights of the picnic from yesterday, Arctic Monkeys, and then you're going to hear Snow Patrol. Crawling back to you,
beautiful.
they close it.
They're how you close out a gig like that.
That's good.
I did go to the My Therapist Ghosted Me podcast. I don't think I've ever been in a tent that was that jammed. There was like the little gaps where you walk into the tent. They had tunnels of people just standing outside trying to hear. And the girls, so Spenny was there. He was walking around getting selfies with everybody on the ground.
Well, she does a podcast with him as well, didn't she?
And they started with, Joanne said that their snip person who snips bits out of the podcast that stops them getting cancelled was in the crowd. But they didn't have to snip anything because it was a live audience. And then at the end of the gig, they announced they're playing Three Arena.
Three Arena? I know they're doing a bunch of gaieties, but man, live.
Three Arena later on this year. The beast.
Where did it all go wrong?
I know.
Youngblood samples The Cure's Close to Me on his new song, Tissues. Here's what it sounds like.
Sorry, excuse me. Two nights at Three Arena.
29th,
29th and 30th of November.
Oh, there could be more. Who knows?
Keep them coming.
I don't hear The Cure in that
I
song.
I don't hear it either. I was going to say, like, yeah. What's the story with that? And Dermot was also very happy to be at the picnic.
Picnic, how you doing? How are you? Good. I don't know what to say. I absolutely, definitely... do not know what to say yet, so...
Put it better into a very emotional Instagram post yesterday afternoon.
Did he?
Just said, Ireland, you mean more than you'll ever know.
I liked his stage entrance. He just appeared on that kind of plinth and the lights came on and everyone just went bananas.
There he is. You're right about the Eminem haircut, though.
Yeah, it suits him.
It actually does.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot... we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This morning. This is a lesson for anybody else. This morning when we get up to do the show, it's very, very early. It's still dark outside. You'd have one eye half open and the other one like, I can't do it, it's Monday again. Anyway. You know the gap between your tiles and the toilet?
The gap?
So, if you have a toilet, like from an old house, you mightn't have this, but I'd say they'd still like to go around back, behind the back of the pipe thing. And if you got any sort of a newer thing where... it's all kind of one unit and there's no whatever, just the...
So the back of the toilet touches the wall?
The bowl almost touches the floor. So if you have one of them, I would urgently tell you to make sure that you check there's no spiders. Now, you know the type of spiders that have daddy long legs type legs on them? They're that long.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a little fella, little... small little black fella.
Where was the spider? Was he around the back of the jacks or was he in the jacks?
No, under that gap.
Right.
under that gap, like as if he was, you know, no one knows I'm here.
Well, spiders like to get into little gaps, yeah, crevices.
Yeah, but also, if you're someone who likes to leave any sort of a fluffy slipper around, maybe in your jacks, maybe you get out of the shower or get into the shower, you take your slippers off. They love all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know if it's the time of year, what it is, but they're moving. And the fatal mistake I made was, I said to myself, when I get out of the shower, I'll get him and I'll get a bit of tissue and I'll pick up one of his legs and I'll just drop him out the window. Unfortunately, 4 minutes into the shower when I was finished, he was gone. So he's on the loose somewhere in the gaff. But whatever. So
there's a spider in your toilet.
Well, he's not in the toilet. Well, he'll be in the toilet now, actually. I don't think they want to actually go into toilets, do they?
Well, it's kind of normal.
Enough insects.
Insects, yeah, yeah.
You know, they'd be all right with.
Just, so he's at large. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
He is large and he's at large, but I'm not even sure what kind of spider that kind of spider is really. But the only way I can describe it is one of those daddy long legs looking ones, with kind of the extended legs that.
Okay, he's long legs.
There's about three bends in each leg.
You sure it's not a daddy long legs?
No.
Is he black?
There was kind of a grayness to him.
Grayness.
Sounds like a strange word. Strange word. Like it's, you know, like the tip of a cotton bud. That's kind of how big his body was.
And who's going to have to use the bathroom now? Are there?
I don't know. I'm sure everyone's gone. You can buy spider catchers if you do live alone. And this is not just for girls. I mean, a lot of fellas that don't really like touching them either. You can buy a thing called a spider catcher.
I think that kills the spider though, doesn't it?
Ones I use, no.
Go wrong with a jam jar and a piece of paper.
Yeah, but that takes, when you're in a rush to get to work, that's patience. Yeah. But I have done that as well, yeah. Like, or a glass. A glass works.
Glass and a piece of paper, no worries.
But if you can get a good spider catcher that doesn't do them any harm, it has bristles on the end and a trigger on the end, on the other end of it, and you just put it around them, sweep them up and drop them. And do drop them. Like, I know there's a thing that says if you put them a certain amount of feet, they come back into the house. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, I'd imagine they'd try, yeah. Incy wincy spider and all that.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? It's a very good story. I mean, you saw a spider and now the spider's missing.
Now he's...
Who knows what's going to happen next?
Well, I'll have
make
a
sure
look
you
for him.
Stay with the Strawberry Alarm Clock for this breaking story. Will there be a spider in... And was it in your fluffy slippers?
But that's the thing, I don't know.
So do you have fluffy slippers?
Yeah.
You have fluffy slippers?
Well, they're not like Uggs, but they're...
What kind of fluffy...
They're kind of like Uggs.
What colour are those fluffy slippers?
Kind of like a cream...
Cream fluffy slippers?
Creamy grey colour off.
Did you steal them from a hotel?
No.
I'm more shocked by you having cream fluffy slippers than a spider in on the loose.
In fairness, the hotel ones would be too... they're too thin. Like, they're always white and a bit flimsy.
Yeah. Flimsy Lohan.
Just
do you have a nickname for the fluffy slippers? If you can't find them, do you shout, "Hey, have you seen my..." What would you say? My fluffy slippers?
No, just slippers.
Where's my fluffy comfies?
Just slippers. We all need a bit of comfort on our,
yeah,
our,
we do,
on our,
yeah,
toes.
Fluffy slippers.
So look, that's probably the first place I'll check later on. But look, just don't keep them in the bath or wherever, because I think they might like a bit of damp kind of shower air as well. So just be careful out there.
Are your
everyone.
Fluffy slippers, are they sitting there in the toilet now, are they?
They'd be beside the sink.
The fluffy slippers and the spider could be down inside.
Could be in there, yeah. If he's there, that's fine.
Waiting for you.
When I was in Sydney, you were always taught to turn your shoes upside down in case, like, an actual tarantula went in there. So, same rules apply.
Yes.
Just check your slippers.
Be very careful.
Is my advice. No one needs that in the morning. Trust me.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Siobhan, good morning. Are you there, Siobhan?
I clicked the wrong button for Siobhan.
Oh,
sorry, it's my fault.
You clicked her away.
It's my fault, sorry. I clicked 3 instead of 2.
You're a liar! Second Sue's on the show today. We'll be talking to Crossy. Bumped into her at the weekend.
Yeah, she was hanging out in Blanche.
We'll find out what she was doing.
Sorry for this. This is all my fault.
This is well.
I wasn't paying. I was looking at the photographs.
Looking at the pictures of the spiders.
Well, that's the thing. People were sending all the photographs of the spiders.
Now, everybody, don't be worried about your fluffy slippers if indeed you have any. Like, you'd be grand. This is just, you know, there was a spider seen in a Northside toilet. Don't worry about it.
Northside toilet. Hello, Siobhan. Sorry about that.
Hi, how are you? All right.
That's my fault.
So, Siobhan, what are you up to today?
I am getting the kids ready for school.
Who are they?
Leon and Millie.
Okay, and are they having lunch?
Sorry?
What's in the lunchbox?
I don't know. The partner made them.
Okay, right.
But I haven't looked.
Okay. So,
are they better at lunches than you are?
Is Mark better at making lunch than me?
Yeah.
He's just more organised.
Right, okay.
There's always one who just takes control of the organisation.
Well, this is it. You know what I mean? You just have to let someone else do it if they're better at it. Don't you have to admit that sometimes?
Okay, Siobhan, have you ever got 10 before playing this?
I have never played before. I'm not good at answering any questions, so this is probably going to be a nightmare, but look.
This is going to be a nightmare, Siobhan. You're in absolute danger here.
Yeah, 100%.
You just wanted the money, basically, is that it?
Well, I could do with it. I could absolutely do with it,
let's give it a whirl. You never know.
You never know.
Try and give an answer to everything.
I'll do my best. 2-1.
How many days are there in October?
Oh, God. 31.
How many vowels are in the word cauliflower?
I'm just going to guess. 5.
Is Abbey Street on the red or the green Lewis line?
We'll say red.
What county is Clonmel in?
I'm crap at geography.
True or false, Taylor Swift has a street named after her in Paris?
True.
Who are the two ladies at the centre of the Agatha Christie case?
Oh my God, I've no idea.
Okay.
Nothing. In what part of your leg is the cruciate ligament?
Part of your leg, in your ankle.
What actor played Chandler Bing in Friends?
Chandler Bing. Can I think of his name?
What Man United star scored twice against Arsenal yesterday?
Millie.
You said oh God for every single question.
I know, Millie. Who scored for United yesterday?
Just get the help.
No help.
And what kind of bling did Drake sing about in 2015?
Oh my God, what type of bling? Like gold. Like, I'm too old for this stuff. I don't know.
Hotline bling.
Basically, if your phone rings at 3 a.m, it only means one thing, is what kind of what he was getting at.
So you gave us 10. Oh, yeah. You gave us 10 oh gods there.
10 oh god.
Every single
god
question was oh god.
Oh, she has it here. Was it Santos and Rashford?
Rashford, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that was you were.
I know that was shocking. Yeah. I know it was absolutely shocking.
The
look,
first three were good.
You
had to guess the vowels. There is five. Vowels in cauliflower. 31 days in October, and Abbey Street is on the red Lewis line.
Well, look, there you go. Look, not too bad. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well, Mel is in tip.
The 7 that you didn't get.
I know, but look, let's not look at the negatives.
No, you're right. Taylor Swift doesn't have a street named after her.
Well, that's a pity, isn't it? That's an awful pity.
She should have one. Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy are the two ladies.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
They're getting a Disney show. Well, needs a bit of context. Colleen's getting a Disney documentary.
Actually, that was a trick question.
The cruciate ligament is the bit in the middle of your knee.
Okay, right. A lot of football injuries in the cruciate, isn't it? So I thought ankle.
Ankle was a good guess, though. Matthew Perry is Chandler.
Did you watch Friends, Siobhan?
I did.
Do you know when I was coming to that question, I thought I'll do a Friends question, and I couldn't remember his name either.
You see?
Matthew Perry.
I know. It's tough.
It's early. Look, we've heard all the excuses, none of them work, Siobhan. 3 out of 10.
Oh, sure, look.
At least the lunches are made.
Huh?
At least the lunches are made.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt like I was back in school there getting the questions fired at me. But look, it's more to go, wasn't it?
somebody listening got a 10. They said they were shouting them at you. Matthew Perry.
I wish I had someone here with me that could have shouted them at me, but no joy. Only two children. Weren't much help, but only.
Thanks, Siobhan.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Sue, we caught up with Ekin Sue. She was at the opening of the brand new Be Perfect cosmetic store in Blanche at the weekend, and she'll be using their products on Love Island. And Ekin Sue, we asked her about the famous "You're a Liar."
It's on a mug now, it's on a t-shirt. It's haunted me for life, that line. But it wasn't funny at the time, but it's funny now. You can just laugh about it, can't you? "You're a liar, actress."
And people shouted at her in the street.
Of course they do.
They say whenever we're together in Covent Garden, people just say, now Davide's saying it as well. Everywhere he goes, I'm like, can you not say that, please?
Speaking of Davide, there's a new show coming soon to ITV with a pair of them. They go travelling.
So a week in Italy, a week in Turkey, meeting the family, cooking, us basically being us. There's nothing planned. Surprises on the way. I don't know what he's planning for me. I'm planning him something, but we're going to find out on the day Raw, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
Mimi Webb. We also caught up with Mimi Webb as she was at Electric Picnic on Sunday, and there was a massive crowd for her, and she told us how she felt.
It was amazing, honestly, like just the atmosphere, the crowd, and we played the new my new song that's just been teased, so yeah, it went really well.
She still didn't that laugh.
Nah.
And we asked her if she ever had a moment on stage when everyone is singing back to her.
I'd imagine like she that. Has.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, you just kind of like start to think about what they're seeing and how they're going to feel. And then like, you know, it's easy to sometimes lose focus. But you just, you like, I think, believe in yourself and know that you're, you know the set well enough to just keep going. And it's like, comes natural.
That's a good feeling, I'm sure.
Now, there's a lovely scene. I saw the video of it. Brendan Fraser breaking down in tears. His movie The Whale has got a 6-minute standing ovation at the Venice Movie Festival, and he was very emotional about the whole thing.
I needed to learn to absolutely move in a new way. I developed muscles I did not know that I had. I even felt a sense of vertigo when, at the end of the day, when all the appliances were removed, just as you would feel stepping off the boat onto the dock here in Venice, that undulating feeling. And I say this because it gave me an appreciation for those whose body is similar, because I learned that you need to be an incredibly strong person physically, mentally, to inhabit that physical being.
And last week we did the maths, and it was almost 130 kilograms he had to put on for that role, which is... That's serious dedication.
It really is. And Barack Obama has won an Emmy for narrating a Netflix documentary. And here
David
it
Attenborough
is.
Was the competition.
And he beat that. Wow.
Yeah.
A fish that can walk. Surfing hippos want to catch the waves. Species found nowhere else on Earth. Join me in this celebration of our planet's greatest national parks and wilderness.
If they've won a Grammy, it's an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Can you stick it in the downstairs toilet? Or is it just a status?
So to get all four of them, you have to be super, like you have to be a musician, an actor, and dancer probably.
And do really well in school.
But you have to get all four. Very few people have it, but he has two now. So he's an Emmy and he has a Grammy.
Good man. He's been busy. Adele is, she's just a Tony away from the same thing.
Mm.
She got
all she has to do is do the West End or Broadway. Just do Broadway, do a big show, get your Tony, done.
She got an Emmy for One Night Only.
It's her birthday today. How old is she?
41.
She's 41, bang on.
I wonder if they have a little like happy birthday sign from the equivalent of Mr. Price.
Well, Jay-Z, when she was 38, I've done a little bit of digging, and he got her some champagne and he got her some sweets, but he also got her two custom-made cakes.
Okay. So, do we know a flavour?
Yeah, we do.
Chocolate biscuit?
Vanilla funfetti cake with rainbow sprinkles, buttercream frosting, dollops and a peaches and cream cake on the side.
Good man, Jay-Z.
Bosh. And so she had, when she was turned 38, she had cake and champagne. And she posted that up. So I presume something similar today.
She's a bit allergic to posting on Instagram these days, though, so maybe you won't get to see it.
Has she done less, has she?
Mm.
There's a guy online who's found something for your cup holder that I didn't know about.
Is this in the Jammer cup holder?
Jammer cup holder, right. So okay. When you get a couple of... like, Crossy just came in with some coffees there.
Yeah. Jim's back on the coffee, everybody.
I'm back on the coffee, everyone. And
hooray for beans.
So when you get the cup holder, like, you know, from the drive-through McDonald's or from a coffee shop, you get the four.
And they don't fit.
Well, here's they do, right? The cup holder, if you've got one cup holder in your car, this guy's video is shown that he can push the cardboard of one corner of it into the cup holder and it will hold all four drinks.
Without spilling. That's impressive.
Now, I don't know if I'd risk it with hot beverages, but he has four kind of milkshake, fizzy drinks.
I think our cup holders in cars this side of the world are a little bit scabby, I think. They're not really big enough. There's a lot of times you'll get a flat white into it. If you're someone who likes the bigger cup full of water and coffee,
yeah,
they don't really fit.
Well, I don't know if anyone's ever tried that, but the cardboard, apparently the one corner of it will hold up all the other drinks. I don't know if I'd risk that with four coffees, but like normally if I get two coffees
and then I'm
going to drive with the hot coffees, I'll take them out of their holders,
their
double holder, and stick them into the holders in the car. But I didn't know you could push the cardboard in.
I did not know you could, yeah, no. So it squishes in. How?
He just pushes it in. In his car, he had one cup holder with four drinks, and he pushed the corner of the cardboard underneath pit into the cup holder, and it held like a little table.
Who's going to try that first? Don't try it at home.
Have you tried it?
Also, if you're in a van or something or anything like that this morning, or maybe, I don't know, your car, if you have a cup holder that's up near your dashboard and you really like it there, don't sell that vehicle, because health and safety has made all that carry-on a thing of the past. So if you look and think about this, you probably never thought about it before. All modern cars now, the little pushy-out thing and the lovely coffee place to hold your cup at kind of eye level, gone.
It's been gone.
They put them down near the gear shifter or your handbrake
button. Where mine is, yeah.
Yeah, health and safety.
There's one on the door.
People were knocking them over when they were getting in and out. Or
I've never seen one up that high.
Yeah, vans and stuff have them up high. There's some Audis that you push in and a little kind of lovely little claw just pops out.
So hang on to it.
Yeah, well,
somebody sent a picture of the coffee
cup holder now
up at the top. Yeah. So it's pretty much beside the...
That's a transit, I think, is it?
It's beside your mirror, your side mirror.
That's definitely a Ford. So if you have a little...
very handy.
I know, isn't it? So
if you did spill it on yourself when you're driving,
well, that'd be very, very hot. Lear-O-D-y, obviously. Yeah. That's one of the reasons that they've had to stop leaving them up so high. So, if you're in a van and it's really down low, you're kind of reaching and trying to get a bit of air brewing. Ah. You didn't even notice it until I pointed it out, I'd say. So, try the four.
Try the four.
Push it in.
Just make, if you've got one, try it and see if it works. But don't do it with anything hot.
See, there you go. I can't do the McDonald's thingy. Says a message, because they're just like, that's so small. Yeah. You better get a flat white into that.
So we're looking at very, very shallow one.
It's very shallow.
No good.
Not very wide. Won't take water either.
Ah.
So come on. What if you could, like, I don't know. Anyway, health and safety's gone a bit weird. Give it a try next time. Are you allowed to go to McDonald's for breakfast on a Monday morning?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
If you've been good.
Start the week on high.
Coronation Street, Kelly Nealon, right? So that's the character. She's leaving the show, but it's going to be the most dramatic exit of all time.
How come?
Because you know the way soaps, you can either leave by getting falling downstairs, getting into a taxi, or exploding, but like sometimes...
I'll take the taxi, please.
Sometimes
exploding!
Sometimes you'll finish up your days on the roof in a fight.
Yeah.
So they've used the Marvel technology for Coronation Street...
How can they afford that?
They've even a picture of call me Spider Nugent Man.
He's not still in it, is he?
He's back in it, yeah.
Okay.
So he always looks like the lead singer from The Verve.
Anyway, Chris Burton.
What's his name again?
Richard Ashcroft.
Richard Ashcroft. So they have the same kind of...
Got the same nostrils, is it?
Similar nose, yeah. Like, it's kind of similar face. Anyway, so they've used the magic, the same rooftop magic. So it was all filmed indoors during the daytime. When you see it on Coronation Street, it's going to look like it's outdoors. They've used this 360-degree screen, which will look like they're on the roof somewhere in Manchester.
Even though they're not.
No, it's Marvel technology that they're using on Coronation Street. So basically, it's not looking good for this character. She's leaving. She's on a roof. My money's on. She gets pushed off.
I'm trying to remember the Steve McDonald go up on a roof and Kim Marsh talked him down.
There's been people on top of the Queen Vic in EastEnders. There's been people... the tram has come off that bridge a few times.
The viaduct.
the viaduct. Yeah. So anyway, this is going to be the most spectacular ending to a character in like, now they're saying she's leaving the show. It's not looking like she's coming back.
Well, no, I mean the Roof of the Rovers. So
this isn't the Roof of the Rovers now. This is somewhere in Manchester. So it's going to look, the Manchester skyline behind her is all the skyscrapers all lit up and stuff, and all the buildings.
Okay.
It's going to look incredible, but it was all shot inside using Marvel technology.
I presume it is kind of like they're giving away a spoiler here, because as you say, like it's probably going to be a bad outcome for this character.
She's going to be having a fight with Gary Windass up on top of the building.
He's a good buddy.
They're grappling.
Right.
And it looks like when you see it on TV, it's going to look like the Manchester skyline behind them. But it was all done with the, and they were able to do it inside and keep it all hush hush for ages.
But I think if any rally you've ever had with your other half, it's generally not. Do you want to take this? Like, first of all, do you want to take this outside? Never happened. Second of all, would you like to take this up on the roof? Never happens.
Yeah. So I don't know how they end up on the roof, but it's not looking good because Millie, who plays Kelly Nielsen, or Kelly Nealon, she's leaving this soap. She's only 18.
Oh.
So she's leaving. And she's going out with a bang by the look of it.
Is your man Chesney, is he still in it? Little Schmeichel fella.
I don't know.
Okay. Watch out for the roof scene though. It does sound like very impressive technology. The only thing is, you know when they changed then, like, you remember they changed Home and Away and the way everyone moved on it was a bit weird to try to make it all movie-like or something. I wonder what that'd be like. Would that be
obvious? They changed the format, did they?
No, it's like the way people shuffled. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know how to describe it. It's a weird look.
Okay.
But that is coming soon to Coronation Street, if you want to dip back in. And we're about to talk to Patrick, but it's not just Patrick, it's Patrick from Finglas.
Hey, Patrick.
How's it going, man? You all right?
I'm pretty good.
The reason I say that is Patrick works in M&S.
We're doing the AJ.
It's not just Finglas. This is Finglas. So what do you do there?
I'm an operations manager.
Cool.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Just take all the deliveries in Darien League, so it's not too much work.
Do you get discounts off Colin the Caterpillar?
A small discount.
Right. Do you even like Colin the Caterpillar? Or
not,
have you?
Really, not really, no.
Right.
Okay, well, listen, you WhatsApped us in where you think the voice was. Where do you think it was?
Kerry.
It is Kerry.
Happy days.
Now, some people, I thought it sounded like a Cork accent, but people are saying that that's definitely a Kerry accent. So,
I was guessing Waterford accent. So, yeah.
Good afternoon. When do you want to make a booking for it?
So, just next door. So, this way we ruled out Cork because she did sound a bit Corky. So,
Patrick, you've got a Samsung Galaxy A53 5G and you've got some Galaxy Buds 2 to stick in your ears.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah.
Take the sound out from the kids screaming.
There you go. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
We couldn't say that, but yeah, I mean, anyone you want to drown out, those that noise cancellation thing is absolutely fantastic.
Happy days, lads. Happy days.
So enjoy.
I will do. Thank you very much.
All right, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Good luck now. Now, hard luck to everybody else. We do have more chances every day this week to win this prize of the Samsung Galaxy, thanks to Air, Ireland's best value 5G prepay offer. And I don't know how we're going to fit them all in, Jim. We have Robbie Williams and Lewis Capaldi chatting to us this week.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
The big ones are back. Robbie's playing the Aviva, or is it Three Arena? I keep getting confused with that. But
and here is this is Lewis Capaldi at his gig. He played a snippet of a song through his phone to everybody in the crowd.
You know how you see those like TikToks where it's like showing my best friend my song for the first time. I'm showing 20,000 people my song for the first time.
So he literally has his phone plugged in, and he plays his new tune.
I'm very nervous. No one has heard any of this music. And I'm playing it for you all here tonight. Here it is, my brand new single, Forget Me. Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me.
I really do love him, like. Well, we'll be having a chat to Lewis very soon and playing that new song when we get it as well.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.